This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. I don't
care if Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. We don't have to go out to Vegas. Vegas comes here. We have Mike Palm here in studio. Mike, you look like a million. Congratulations on all your success in life, and welcome to our studio.
Thanks, guys. It's good to be back in studio with you. A big thrill. I mean, I couldn't think of any other show I'd rather be on than maybe John Williams on WGN.
There you go. That's a nice plug for the competitor. Yeah,
there you go.
So you're going to Wrigley today? You're out heading. When you go out there, obviously as a Cub fan, I'm sure like most Cub fans, you walk in and it's today's game, but it takes you back to a place, maybe your first visit, maybe the most memorable visit. What goes through your mind, what will later today when you walk through the gates?
You know, I came every year as a kid from Dubuque, 3.5 hours, and my dad, diehard Cubs fan, so we came at least once a year. I remember they played right after the All-Star break. They had had a rainout with the Dodgers, and they played a 5-game series with the Dodgers. It was like a doubleheader, and they got swept. And we went over for the doubleheader sweep. I remember that being a low point in my youth with the Cubs. But you know, it's, you know, just to walk back there, and then of course we're going to get to go up in the booth with Pat and Ron again today.
Great. So excellent.
It's a big thrill. We're sitting out in the bleachers. It should be awesome.
Oh,
we're doing
doing
the tailgate. You know, in the parking
weather
lot.
Is going to be agreeable.
I was scared of rain all week, but it looks going to be perfect.
77, they said.
And it's a big day for the Score and Circus Sports Illinois today. 10-120, Rahimi and Harris, along with Mark Grody, broadcasting live from the parking lot outside Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark, followed by Zach Zaidman's pregame show until the first pitch. Fund the Circus Sports Illinois. Find it. I find the app. Not fund the app. You could do that as well. But the Circus Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions, plus food provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by starting at 10. All brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Of course, download the Circus Sports Illinois app today.
That may have been a Freudian slip, but of course we want you to fund. Funding's a key part as well.
they're going to be eating dogs. Our man, Mr. David, not a hot dog eater, doesn't necessarily enjoy the hot dog. Are you a hot dog guy? Do you
big hot dog eater?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a hot dog.
It's a summer delicacy. You know, a hot dog and a beer.
Summer delicacy.
A hot dog and a beer? How can you not?
I think at Wrigley, you're prone to want to do that. If you're in Wrigleyville, that's where you want to go. And if you're going to have a dog, you might as well go Wrigleyville Dogs. That's the place to be. I've made an exception.
Yes.
I've made an exception.
I've got video evidence of David eating hot dogs.
We do.
So
North Judson, one of the finer culinary places in the world.
That's right. So. It definitely is. Yeah. We have a lot of hot dogs, good popcorn there as well.
So how are we doing? We still have the Circa Grandissimo ongoing, right? This is the ultimate high stakes survivor contest. How are the entries going? $100,000 entry.
That's all.
We've all chipped in, and we just need someone with $100,000, and we'll be laughing.
Yeah. Well, we had the one entry the first day, and that's where we sit. But I'm not concerned because if you're going to get in a $100,000 contest, you're not signing up in May to tie up your money for 5 months.
These guys
are going to be coming in the week before the season kicks off to sign up. And especially if we're not to the $1.5 million guarantee, then the poker players all come in because of the EV and the overlay and all that. So we'll be fine.
Yeah, that's exciting, though.
Yeah. That's a brainchild of whom?
Derek Stevens, which is 90% of everything we do is a brainchild of Derek Stevens. But the reason he wanted to do it is because the strategy is going to be so much different, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can only have 2 entries, not 10.
Yeah.
And you're going to be competing against, 10, 20, 30, 40 other guys? So you're not worried about Christmas and Thanksgiving because you're just trying to get to October and see who's left standing. It might not even make it till October.
That is really exciting. I mean, think about it. That is such a difficult – if you only have 2 entries, you better – make sure that you are winning early, which is when you don't know who's doing what yet, right?
Last year, after week five, 97% of the, right? September was a crazy month, all upsets.
Crazy.
I mean, if we had this contest last year, I don't think we would have made it till October.
Wow, that's incredible.
Now, you are going to be in the booth with Pat and Ron the third inning with Derek?
Yeah we're going to start. I think it's the third. Derek said the fourth. Who knows? Mitch will get it all coordinated. I feel very lucky
do
that
some
in
color
the
commentary?
In the same, well, we just did a little
break down
bit.
Matt Shaw's swing a little bit.
It's a proven third baseman. Anyhow, you know, for me growing up, I got to meet Pat Hughes and Pat Foley like within a 6 month span. I mean, which is just a really thrill for a kid that listened to those guys growing up so
legend.
Much.
Y'all
so,
did.
Right?
Yeah.
And even meeting Mully a few years ago
That's
when
right.
you guys were
another legend.
I mean, all the sports writers on TV.
Yeah, Mike was on the sports writers on TV.
I wrote a letter.
Wow.
And Bill Jouse read it. It was a letter criticizing Jouse, and he read it. He said, "Here's a letter from an eighth grader in Dubuque, Iowa."
Isn't that awesome?
He could take criticism well. Yeah. He had to because he had a strong opinions, and he was definitely a guy. I could see him having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Getting a letter from an eighth grader.
And they sent me a T-shirt. Right?
Oh, did they really?
They mailed me a T-shirt because they read my letter on air.
Bill was an absolute original. I remember when he was working at Hallis Hall, and we were sitting there talking one day, and he was asking me, had I tried this bar on the way home? There was a place, it was like a really nice spot, stop in there for a drink when I'm going home. And I'm like, Bill, like I'm going to be sitting here for about 12 hours. You know, I got no chance of trying anything. It was so much fun.
Rick Tellender, also part of that crew, just left the Sun-Times. He had a nice going away party a couple weeks ago. And he's still writing, though. He's still writing. And he is writing for Fox32.com locally. He just took a trip and went to Colston Loveland's hometown.
Right.
Out in Idaho. Yeah. And that's a typical classic
draft.
Rick Tellender story, taking the road less traveled and doing a great job with it.
It's in a way, it's sad, the decline of the newspaper, right?
Yeah,
I mean, as a kid that grew up, I was telling
us.
These kids that don't know about all the great columnists in the Tribune. Now it's online, right? And you can access everything online, but there's still nothing like getting the daily newspaper and reading it.
There was nothing like some of those people. You know, you get to know the people who worked at the paper, some of the columnists, and like a lot of them. We're leaving and writing television and doing different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember John Shillian when he was at the Sun-Times. I mean, what a
gifted writer.
What a great writer, but also like, you know, kind of guy with an edge to him, if you may recall those stories too, David.
I've heard stories. I wasn't here when he was here, but
that
certainly
was unbelievable.
His reputation was still around. Yeah, I think it's just unfortunate. The business model was not sustainable. So thank goodness there are sports books to save sports media, right?
That's right.
That's true.
It's true enough.
Because it's happening.
Yeah.
And it's the reality of the business today because you have to have some kind of support, and that's what it is.
Do you think the Cubs are for real, or do you think they need to make a move?
No, I'm done. Pitching? I'm done with them after the week sweep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, that.
The week sweep.
Are people even going to turn out today? I know it's a Friday afternoon, but after the week sweep, I think people turn their back on the team.
It's a misnomer.
That's an oxymoron.
Do you have a copyright attorney? You got to get that copyrighted.
Week sweep.
I'm serious.
I mean, it's a sweep, and it was great, but they're playing the Rockies.
Week sweep, week take.
I will. There you go. As I said, all that matters is you win, but for a guy that has to get up at the crack of dawn, I'd like to be able to go to bed.
I'd like them to get some runs. He'd like those 10-run innings or 6-run innings to come in the second inning
there
instead of the 6 or 7.
That'd be beautiful. Yeah.
I think that they're going to win the division. That we know.
Looks that way.
And, I mean, You're going to have to deal with the Dodgers. They'll go add whatever they need to add and spend whatever money they need to add. And you're going to have to probably deal with the Phillies and the Mets in the playoffs. But, I mean, they've got to get healthy with their pitching. I'm a little disappointed. I thought the bullpen would take a big step forward, and that big step hasn't really happened. But they have to get healthy with
their
pitching.
How about Pete Crow Armstrong? Did you see that coming?
Listen, I did not see it coming. I bet Imanaga for Cy Young, and I bet Tucker for MVP. I felt good. Yeah. I thought they were in the right. Boy, I missed this Pete Crow Armstrong thing. If you go back to August 1st of last year till now, his WAR is third in baseball, only behind Judge and Ohtani.
Hold on. Last August. If you today's May 30th, you go back to last August, and Pete Crow Armstrong has the third highest WAR
in baseball.
Judge, Ohtani, and
Armstrong.
PCA.
Yes.
That's MVP.
He's a legitimate MVP candidate.
MVP,
absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
And I don't know where it sits now, but he was ahead of Ohtani. He was behind only Judge. I think Judge has got an over 4 WAR, but that was leading for this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he definitely is.
And now Ohtani, I think, hits a home run every game.
He does.
Also,
leading off.
Yeah.
So why isn't MVP leading off?
That's a good question, especially with the speed and all the chaos he creates on the base path.
Chaos.
Yep.
He is, what did you say? He produces chaos anytime.
Yeah.
Or produces chaos always.
PC.
We are here for the nickname, Mike, obviously.
We're desperate to get that guy a nickname.
Yeah, we got to give him a
nickname.
One or five, it doesn't matter. But he is, when you're that good. And you know what? He enjoys the sport as much as anybody in the game.
That's fun. There's a
Javi
Baez type energy that he picks, that he delivers to the crowd and that he gets from the crowd. It's a very symbiotic relationship. Do people jump on MVP votes at this point, or do they stay away? Like, does a guy like that, with the season he's having, the first half he's having, will people get on it now that Memorial Day's over?
They're more inclined to bet MVP and Cy Young now than they are to bet futures on teams, right?
Okay.
Because it changes. The best record in baseball will change three times this week.
Yes.
It's the Phillies, then it's the Tigers. And so it's hard, really, to handicap that. But you have guys that have arcs. I feel good I got in on Hunter Brown early in the year I think he's live. Scooble's a monster. But, I mean, Hunter Brown's live. I had him at 22-1. He was down to 5-1 at one point. But you just kind of catch these guys on their arc coming up and then try to get some value on it at the end.
Faith in Craig Counsell.
I'll say his tenure with the Cubs is the jury's still out. I think he did a great job in Milwaukee. I think the jury's still out here. Let's see what happens with this team.
You know, I think the problem with judging a manager is that there's only one solution. That if you don't win, then somehow you're not the greatest at what you do. So it comes down to, it's not enough to say, wow, they had a hell of a year, and boy, he did a good job with this guy. You got to say, well, where are the titles when you're judging guys?
It's very tough in pro sports because there's 30 losers and one winner
every year. That's exactly right.
So what do we need to know, Mike, about the Circa Million 7 and Circa Survivor?
Yeah, we're just running it back, really, with both the contests. Mm-hmm. Just remember, the millions is the pick five against the spread every week. The great part of it is we do the quarterlies. So, I mean, it's hard. You're going through 18 weeks of pick and five. Some weeks I can't pick a second game. But if you can get hot for a month in these quarters, I mean, we're giving away over $300,000 every quarter. We pay the top five best records and the worst record. And then Survivor is just, I mean, it sells itself. It's so fun. The journey you can get on if you can make a deep run. There's so much FOMO if you get knocked out early, right? You want to get back in, and that's why it just keeps growing. I know we guaranteed $15 million. I think we got a legitimate shot to get to a $20 million pool
this
year. Wow, that's unbelievable. Yeah, that would be
something else.
Keeps
growing.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm just curious. So the Bears, you know, we heard from Caleb Williams. We had this wonderful news conference where he straightened out all the feelings he had coming here weren't the feelings he has now, and he talked about watching tape and learning from it. And we know that Ben Johnson's a good offensive coach. Do you see any money moving in on the Bears? Are they moving the needle in any way? I love the idea that they're only favored to win 7 games, but somehow the over-under is 8.5. It says something about Bears fans.
That says a lot about the Bears fans' gullibility factor.
You know how I'm tracking this? How the juice moves on the Bears and Vikings, who are both at 8.5, their win total. The money is coming in on under Bears and over Vikings. I track it that way. It's almost like a balance where it's one pot and one goes up and one goes down. Yet that opening game is not moving off 1.5, but the Bears still favored. And maybe they say it's J.J. McCarthy's first start and it's in a Monday night and it's in what traditionally has been a bad place for the Vikings to play. You know, the Bears have beaten them with worse teams than the Vikings through the years.
It's an opener. Season openers are funny too, you know?
I think you can't – I don't know how they get to 9 wins if they lose that game though.
Yeah, I think it's a huge game.
It is a huge game. I've got them losing that game and getting to 9 wins because I do think that you could almost like take that away, separate it, and then start over. I think the Viking defense is going to give the Bears problems.
Well, I saw some tape of J.J. McCarthy yesterday at OTAs, and he had as good a touchdown pass. Like he was under pressure. He cut. He turned. He cut. I mean, it was like – it looked like Mahomes. I mean, I'm not claiming he is, but he looks like he's going to be a problem.
He's throwing some pretty good receivers, too. Yeah. And he has Kevin O'Connell, Caleb Williams' favorite head coach.
Yeah, best head coach out there.
He's pretty damn good. I have to tell you that.
He was great at Michigan. Local guy made good. We love him.
Yeah. So the Vikings have put all their eggs in that basket. Yeah. I mean, the only question was his knee, right? And that's why they flirted with Rodgers. But if they think he's healthy, it's full speed ahead.
Have fun at Wrigley.
Mike, thank you for coming in.
Great to see you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your contribution. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.